Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jason Leisure's still here.
Hello.
Jason Leisure.
I will fight Chris Emma in Starbucks. I will fight him in a Panera, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quiznos, a White Hen, a Schlotsky's. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Sounds good.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
You guys think, CJ, there's a lot of question marks and uncertainty about how that's going to go. And to have him come out and just be a total playmaker the first 2 weeks, what do you think that has done for you guys and for him in that locker room?
Well, I would say this. I gave him one of the game balls, and he kind of alluded to it. You know, you get football taken away from you, which he felt like last couple months, that's his story. And now he's here with a bunch of guys rooting for him, and he's grateful for the opportunity. And so it gives you just a greater sense of appreciation. And so he's always been a phenomenal football player. I think he's found a good home here in Chicago. Our guys are gravitating towards his swagger, his playmaking ability. I think he's quickly becoming one of us. So certainly not surprised by his performance. I've seen it for a long time now.
Jason Leisure with Spiegel and Holmes.
That's my kind of sports radio right there.
On 670 The Score.
This hour is being brought to you by Jewel Osco, and if you are so inclined, they are people that will take your donated coats for the Bears coat drive. So you can do something really good with our friends over at Jewel Osco and drop off a coat for people who might need it. Our segment with Jason Leisure is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It's also brought to you by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. And now we bring on the man who's clearly trolling me, even though he's one of my best friends. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hello, Jason Leisure.
Hello. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, Lawrence, what do you mean I'm trolling you? Because there's multiple fronts in which I could be doing that, but which one are you referring to?
Well, let's talk about it, Jason. Lawrence, a couple weeks ago, said he set the over-under at 2.5 games for C.J. Gardner-Johnson to be here. That over's going to come in. You get a game ball after game two, that's probably going to come in. And it seems like there is some knowledge on CJ's part about what Lawrence has said, to the point that Lawrence has now been given a card directly written by CJ that I think came from you. It's got a Sun Times thing on the front. And so anyway, you planted the seed. You made CJ Gardner-Johnson aware of what Lawrence had said a couple weeks ago. Is that true or not, sir?
No, actually not at all. But he came in. But I did hear what I heard what Lawrence said. I think the day they got him, and then I heard what he said at the end of his first week of practice. About media said I wouldn't make it through the week, and I just put two and together, and I'm like, he's got to be talking about Lawrence. He has to have heard what Lawrence said, because while the sports book might have set the over under at 2.5 at Lawrence Holmes circa swim whatever, the unofficial off the record line that Lawrence gave I think was like 0.25.
He's going to play a quarter, act a fool, and just get out.
Right.
But, I mean, all right, so that makes sense.
All I'm going to say is that I wasn't the only one concerned about CJ Gardner-Johnson. And
of course not.
Exactly.
Everybody was and should be. And here's something I want to find out about this week. Dennis Allen seems to have some special relationship with this guy because – a lot of people have tried and not been able to connect with CJ Gardner-Johnson. And there seems to be something here where Dennis Allen knows how to talk to him. And CJ Gardner-Johnson has Dennis Allen's trust. And Lawrence, you would have said the same thing, even as you had your doubts about Gardner-Johnson and who wouldn't, who honestly, I'm sure the Bears did. You would have said, nonetheless, this is first string starting caliber talent, and it is hard to get that at all during the season, let alone for free.
The fact that the guy was sitting on the couch, even though he's clearly a difference maker,
He started every game for the champion Eagles last year, and so this is not the same from a talent perspective at all as just getting a street free agent, somebody that just their career might be over because they can't make it talent-wise. This is a lot different than that, but it presents a whole separate side, and past actions usually predict future actions. So there, by no means do two great weeks and two great games mean that this is going to be a long-term fit. It could be, because he's only 27, I believe. I mean, this could be somebody that helps you out for the rest of the season, and maybe beyond, if Dennis Allen and him really have that relationship where they can make it work. But there's no assumptions about that at this point.
But it does seem to be a guy who saw his football mortality, who realized,
yep,
I don't know how many more chances I'm going to get. And this is a guy who coached me in my first 3 years, and he's going to give me a shot. I better show up strong.
By the way, Matt, yeah. I wonder what his value could be once Kyler Gordon comes back, because he's playing Kyler Gordon's spot, but Kyler Gordon has played and played very well on the outside, mm-hmm, at corner before.
And you could use some help out there.
Yes, because of injuries and the wildly inconsistent play of Tyreek Stevenson, I would be tempted and probably would do putting Kyler Gordon on the outside if things are still going well with CJ at nickel.
Well, let's go down that path, because CJ's interesting. He's played safety before too, but I think you're right about Kyler outside a corner. Nashon Wright, I made the comment earlier, I don't think he's a starter in the NFL. I'd love to see when Kyler comes back, Kyler and Tyreek as your cover corners and Nashon as your backup with CJ as your nickel.
Yeah, I think that you're going to need to, as they often say about like the offensive line or the defensive line, just get the best three corners on the field. And if you need somebody to play outside, Kyler Gordon has the experience and the talent to do it. That's not where he's most valuable to you and best if everything's perfect. If you've got Jalen Johnson and if Tyreek Stevenson is playing well, But in this situation where you don't have Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson seems to be a different player week to week, I would definitely do that. Now, but then that all hinges on things have to keep going well with CJ.
With the Bears winning, and we had a discussion about this in the last hour, there's a lot of, yeah, but, and I understand it. I understand where it comes from. For the people inside the building, how do they feel about their record?
Clear-eyed. And that's my favorite thing about covering this team is that Ben Johnson, if you've been listening, and I know you guys have, Ben Johnson has kept it real throughout. Ben Johnson is not doing some of this big talk about where they're at like Matt Nagy would do. And he is very happy to be winning, but very sober about how much needs to be fixed and how far away this team is from being what it needs to be. The winning is good because obviously it's good, but also it puts them in a position where they have the opportunity, they have the chance to prove that they can play better than this. They are now going to go into a brutal second half of the schedule where they will be an underdog in most of these games. In my mind, they will be, not just in Vegas. I don't see them right now beating those teams. They get the chance to prove you wrong. And if they can go 4-4 down the stretch, that will get them in the playoffs probably. And that will be a great accomplishment when you're in a transition year.
What did you think of the play of the quarterback yesterday in terms of the totality of the game, Jason?
It's hard to evaluate in that weather and with the drops. I saw PFF had it at 6 drops, and drops are a little subjective. You could also say balls that should have been caught by average to above average NFL receivers, and then the number would be even higher, I think, because that would include balls that aren't scored as drops. But, you know, you kind of expect somebody like Zacchaeus or Moore or Odunze to catch. Caleb was obviously great at the end. I didn't think he was particularly sharp throughout the game. And we're at this point where halfway through year two and halfway through a season of working with Ben Johnson, I'm waiting for that breakthrough. And Sunday didn't look like someone that's on the cusp of that. Obviously, he was really great at the end, but it's a big step from the way he's been playing to becoming a consistent, reliable, just killer throughout the game.
Him being great at the end, what do you think that comes from? Is it a level of comfort for him because that's what he kind of had to do at times at USC?
I think that no matter what you do for work, when you are in a time crunch or when you are in a high pressure situation, some people have a lot of trouble with that. And some people, I think fold is too strong of a word, but they get caught up in the pressure. They get caught up in the ticking clock. They get caught up in things aren't going well. And, you know, bosses and management are going to be mad. Other people block all that out and just land the plane. Other people just don't even, they know it's there, but they don't think about it. They are just focused on the task. It forces them to focus even more than they normally would. And I would suspect there's something like that with Caleb Williams, where when there's no choice but to get it done, that's what kind of just locks him in from a focus standpoint.
I think that's spot on. And I think it's the nature of clutch and choke, and it's the nature of some people. And it's fascinating because we all know those guys who like did the term paper on 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon and did incredible work, you know? But Caleb does have that. It's still easier and better to stretch out your term paper over the previous 4 weeks or 6 weeks and actually do the note cards at the library. Like, I mean, it's still better to not put yourself in that position. But imagine what happens when you get the work habits and the structure to actually do it the right way. And also, by the way, just in case, you can be clutch at the end too. Then you get to special, truly.
Yeah, and Spiegs, what the point you're making about Caleb, I think, applies across the board to the team. And there was a lot yesterday of this is exciting. This is great. We were determined. We never assumed this game was over. But also, we'd rather blow out teams. We'd rather have a two-score lead in the fourth quarter and put a team away. And that is the part of this that is fun to watch, but not sustainable. I mean, if you take the Giants situation yesterday, 10-point lead with the ball, under 7 minutes left, look at the rest of the Bears' schedule and tell me which teams are coughing up that lead. Cleveland? That's maybe it. I mean, those other good to really good teams, even just average teams like the Vikings, I don't see them coughing up that lead. And I like that from Ben Johnson all the way down, there is, again, a very clear-eyed view of this worked today. This was enough to get through today. This is not really the way we want to be playing and as good as we want to be playing going forward. If you contrast that with Matt Eberflus kind of holding up, we're 2-2 in our last four as some kind of victory or achievement, you can tell that things are a lot different at Halas Hall right now.
What were the things that Jackson Dart did that made the Giants look pretty good until he left the game?
Well, he's a really decisive runner, and that's something that Caleb could get a little better at. He's actually done well at that, I think, the last couple of weeks. There's been times throughout the first year and a half where I've thought it's the opposite problem you had with Justin Fields, where Justin Fields was too quick to just bail on it and run, and that is not a viable path long term. Caleb seems to be so resistant to do it sometimes when it's there. Just take it, especially if you got the chance to slide safely. Take those 7 or 8 yards and go to the next play. In Caleb's case, that is supplementing what he can do as a passer. It's not replacing it like it was with Justin Fields. Jackson Dart was doing that. Jackson Dart was passing well and then running really well, 11 yards a carry as a supplement to that. And I also think he was very decisive as a passer, just in general. I really like the decisiveness that he has, and it's raw. I mean, he's a raw talent, and he just saw his coach fired, so it's going to be a total reboot for him, just like with Caleb Williams in year two, just like Cam Ward is going to have in year two. But I think back to covering the Dolphins and being in the AFC East, and they're totally different types of quarterbacks, but the decisiveness is what links these two guys. I was watching Josh Allen as a rookie very closely, and Josh Allen wasn't very productive as a rookie, but you saw this decisiveness. You saw this certainty of where he wanted to go with the ball, and you just knew if everything else got tightened up, he'd be really, really good, and that did happen. They fixed his throwing, and he has become, you know, one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL.
So Jackson Dart has a lot of believers, and Ben Johnson among them now. After the game, he said, quote, "I think this quarterback they have is going to be a really good player for a long time." Just kind of tossed that off at the beginning of the post game. On the Bears defense, are we not realizing or perhaps not verbally crediting Montez Sweat for a renewed presence here? There are some numbers there in terms of the sacks. He has, what, 6 sacks? Or he's got 5.5 sacks for the year. He's got 1 sack in 4 consecutive games. But Ben said yesterday, "I feel like I've seen his effect for the last month or so."
I am too. And I think it helps when everyone else is playing well. I think you'll see that more so with Grady Jarrett out there than you did when Grady Jarrett wasn't out there. I talked to Montez about it, and he said when it comes to sacks, there really is this thing of them coming in bunches, and it's not just a cliche. He was explaining that when you get one, it just gives you so much more confidence that they're going to keep coming. Mm. And the more confidently you play, the more likely that whatever you think is going to happen on this play, you're going to be right. If you're sitting there and you just have this absolute certainty in your mind, "I'll be getting to the quarterback on this play," there's a good chance you'll be right. And if you're sitting there thinking, "Man, every time I get in there, I'm like just not quite in reach and I just can't get the guy," well, you'll probably be right about that too.
Clear eyes was the way that you described how the Bears are looking at their record. Now that you have more than half of a season hanging out with Ben Johnson. What do you think of him, and how would you describe him?
I feel certain that they're in good hands. And I know it's a little early for that. The fan base is obviously very excited, but they don't have to be right. They can be excited and be excited about the next coach and the next coach and the next coach. As someone that's analyzing this objectively, it means something when you say that. You really got to be sure about it. I think there's so much evidence through half a season that they have found the right coach. And a big part of it is just that objectivity, that willingness to point out the things that aren't right, even as you're getting the results that you want, being able to identify flaws in your process, being able to talk straight to Caleb Williams, who I think needed to hear some of that constructive criticism last year and wasn't getting it. And another thing that I don't know if you guys noticed this in his comments today, but Ben Johnson has multiple times this year just volunteered that his play calling wasn't very good in a particular game. And I think most of us would sit here and say, the guy's been calling a pretty good offense overall for them. Things are going well offensively, better than they've gone in a long time. But I think he has this self-awareness. And while he is very confident, he is super objective about every part of the operation, including his own part, in terms of the preparation and the actual play calling in the game.
Yeah, and he said it yesterday. He said that Caleb being able to do what he does at the end of plays, the end of games, helps Ben not have to be perfect as a play caller. And I don't think he learned it from his boss, Dan Campbell, but they're cut from the same cloth in terms of their willingness and ability to say, yeah, I screwed that up. All right, well, we'll try to do better next week. It is a lovely thing. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate you. And keep trolling, you know?
Yes.
Keep talking to those players.
I'm not trolling anybody. CJ Gardner-Johnson is trolling you, Lawrence, but who is, last question for you before I go.
Okay.
Who is trolling you harder right now? CJ Gardner-Johnson or Darnell Wright?
I don't think Darnell Wright is I don't think that he's trolling me.
He's doing it on the field. He's trolling you on the field.
He's playing great. I never said that he wouldn't be a really good player.
You said they should have taken Jalen Carter.
And he's got a long way to go before I acquiesce on that one.
The way I find out that the Eagles have a game is I get a text from Lawrence about Jalen Carter. That's all. Oh, the Eagles are playing.
Not so much this year, though.
When do you ever have highlight reels of an offensive lineman? And 2 weeks in a row, you've got highlight blocks from Darnell Wright.
I'm hoping that Darnell Wright is a Pro Bowler this year.
He's catching up. He is definitely catching up. Jalen already
has all pros and a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he's got to see that.
Darnell's got a long way to go.
Yeah, give it a couple years. We'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's thinking about you.
Mm-hmm. He is not. He's thinking about pancakes because that's what he was serving yesterday.
Pancakes are delicious.
He was serving pancakes, and I'll give people credit when it is due, and it is due because pancakes were being had yesterday courtesy of one Mr. Darnell Wright.
Darnell's House of Pancakes.
That's right. You know what? That's not a bad idea. I'd go to that place.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good place to go.
Didn't Orlando Pace used to have one?
Did he have a pancake house?
I thought he did. Thought that was a bit that they did back in St. Louis. Not when he was here. That's for sure.
You calling St. Louis St. Louis now?
I just did.
You guys are close
I feel dirty. I feel ugly.
It's like the river.
We need Nelly on the rejoin now.
I feel as sewage laden as the river itself.
They got a legitimate beef. We shouldn't have done that. St. Louis. That's a legitimate beef that they have with Chicago.
I'm still glad we did. Thanks, Jason.
Most people are.
All right, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.